This episode of Rob is a Podcast is sponsored by Bet Online. There's no shortage of action going on at our exclusive partner, betonline.ag. NASCAR is back, and Bet Online still has hundreds of games, events, and sports to still get in on. You can bet on simulated NFL, NBA, and UFC, or participate in a $10,000 Madden Bracket Challenge, a March Madness style NFL simulation tournament that you can enter for free. And coming up on next Sunday, Bet Online has ex-Chicago Bulls Ron Harper, Horace Grant, Bill Cartwright, Craig Hodges joining them to discuss the Michael Jordan documentary on what they call the final dance. Visit the website or use your mobile device and join today to receive your new welcome bonus and check out all the action. Bet Online, your online wagering solution. Visit our good friends and exclusive partner podcast One Bet Online to take advantage of the best bonuses in the business. Sign up for a free account and make sure to use the promo code podcast one for your sign up bonus. Visit betonline.ag and don't forget that promo code podcast one for your sign up bonus. Bet Online, your online sportsbook experts. Hey, everybody, what's going on? I'm Rob Sestrino, back again to talk with you about the week's most interesting news stories for the week of May 19th, 2020, here on News AF.
If the story is buzzing like it's on crystal meth, it's about to be News AF. If the same old news makes you bored to death, it's time for some News AF. Actual, factual news.
Yes, that's right. Here we are back to talk with you about everything that's going on in the world here with our News AF team. First, a man who is the star of the classic Marriage Boot Camp series franchise. Here he is, Tyson Apostle.
Whoop, whoop.
Yes.
It's me.
What does the hat say today?
It says, eat my shorts under the brim. I need to get these hats made for myself where I can come up with my own sayings. Because honestly, I mean, if we're being real straight, the sayings are like whatever, like it's lit and stuff like that. I could come up with stuff way better.
Yeah, it's like a foreign non-native English speaker is coming up with them because it's the ones he's heard.
It's funny. I feel like that because they're
that is why it's funny. Yeah. Or it's like somebody who's just like 60 years old sitting in the back and they're like, I'm too old to do fashion design, but what if we had it say, eat my shorts? Isn't that what the kids are saying nowadays? So
I feel like it goes with your whole rad dudes on Earth thing.
Yeah,
it really does. Yeah, I still have a bunch of rad dudes, and what I've been doing, Survivor sent us a bunch of computer equipment to record us waving and doing some interviews. And then when I sent this computer equipment back, I jammed the box instead of with packaging. I jammed it with rad dudes cards.
so they just weigh it. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, so the computer guy got it back.
Pounds.
He's like,
it must be everything.
Yeah. No, I put the computer in there too, but I put the Rad Dudes cards in. I pulled out like the fluff and stuff to package it and put Rad Dudes cards in its stead.
Put this box back in the warehouse with the Ark of the Covenant.
Yeah, in the back. Don't ever look inside and see if it's actually so. Maybe those Rad Dudes cards will start showing up everywhere.
On the different CBS productions.
That's what I'm hoping.
Yeah.
Or they make a whole show of Rad Dudes cards readings.
Yeah, and they it's just like animate them.
Or it's Charlie Sheen doing the readings and he's getting paid $4 million an episode. I'm like, God damn it. Mm-hmm. How come I gave that idea away?
Coming this fall to CBS.
Charlie Sheen in his house reading. Yeah, because it's all Zoom. Yeah.
Yeah. The ultimate rad dude is back this fall. All right. And here with a man who is not wearing a rad dude's hat. Here is Danny Monday, a.k.a. Danny Bryson.
Hey, guys. No sayings under my hat. I don't know what I would put. That's a lot of pressure to come up with this something to say there.
Vascular. Totally vascular.
Yeah.
At the grocery store, wondering why everyone's staring at your upturned bill. Like, huh. Yeah.
So vascular.
Yeah. Yeah. Vascular. Totally vascular. Or just vascular.
Or skeet skeet.
Yeah. My dad's Mr. Vascular. I'm just vascular.
Yeah, don't call me Mister. Mister.
All right. Well, we got a lot to talk about here today. Some great news stories that we're going to uncover today. Yes.
Fancy Bebe just gave Danny a new nickname, the D-Man.
D-Man.
Oh.
Yeah, I like
this
that.
This is good.
Demon. The D-Man.
Maybe that's the whole play.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, dude, he's the D-man to those who don't know him, but the demon to those who are on the inside.
What about D-boy?
I'm not a boy. I mean, I'm also not a man. I'm somewhere between those two things.
Not a man. I'm not. Yeah. I don't know that song well enough to even do a parody of it in the male version.
I'm
not a boy.
I'm not a boy. Still
not a man.
Yeah.
There we go. I love that movie.
That sounds right.
So right before we came on, we started having an interesting discussion that we said we should table for the podcast. But Danny started off by saying that, you know what he's really sick of? Michael Jordan.
Yeah. He had his time. Time to let him go. I heard about him. You know, all junior high. Mm-hmm. I think even at the beginning of high school, it was always Jordan. It's like, I don't need his giant oversized ego back in the news. I knew from the beginning.
Go ahead.
No,
how
go
many
ahead,
times
Dustin.
Have you seen him play in person?
Oh, a bunch. Probably every time he played the Jazz in the playoffs, I saw most of those games.
Okay, well, that was the tie-in to this week's spoiler alert of The Last Dance. A lot of talk about the 97-98 finals where the Bulls played the Utah
Jazz. And by the way,
back years.
I always had theories here about the flu game. I always thought he was faking. Like, my theory for 23 years was that it was a ploy to have the Jazz put their guard down, right? It's actually a great idea. Your superstar is sick. I thought from the beginning, this is what they're telling everybody. I feel like they still do it today. Like, oh, he's on what they call him, unlisted or...
Yeah.
Not
Lance Armstrong did that in a Tour de France where the whole team kind of pretended like they were spent and tired, and then all of a sudden they just lit up and took off.
That's kind of what I've always thought.
The episode of the podcast where Tyson's back was out and then he was like laying in bed and said he was on painkillers, but then he
delivered
was like
the best
extra
ever.
Funny.
Yeah, delivered like the best podcast we'd ever had. Do you still think it is the best even to date, or have we had better sense?
I haven't ranked them, but it was like, Tyson's out of commission. He's on his back. We should do some sort of a documentary about that episode.
We should, where I was just like, I got to get to my computer.
Yeah.
And my wife's helping me. She's my crutch as I hobble to and turn it on. And I'm like, I can't sit down. I got to lay down. It would be beautiful. I think we could probably do a documentary series, not just a one-off show, right? We could get 15 episodes
10,
out of that.
Yeah, at least 10. So
can we
go back
to what I'm complaining about?
Yes,
let's
sorry
do it.
About that.
Yeah.
So now it comes out on The Last Dance, which I haven't watched, but it's everywhere. I feel like I've watched it because I've been forced to read every article about it. He's claiming that he got food poisoning, but there's a hint of it was intentional food poisoning because supposedly five people showed up the door to hand him the pizza knowing that it was for him.
Yeah, so
this is in Park City.
Let's back. So they're in Utah.
I believe
all the businesses are closed after a certain hour. Is that right?
Well, because the superstars choose to stay in Park City, I guess, which is a pretty nice place. And it's a mountain resort. So, you know, things aren't open until 2 a.m.
Okay,
it's not the city.
Michael Jordan, it's the middle of the night. He's hungry, like 2 a.m., 3 a.m., that there's only one place that's open. And they call up. And I guess they must have said, like, they're like, hey, sorry, man, we're closed. Like, hey, like, come on. It's for Michael Jordan. And so...
Yeah.
That's how they got them to deliver a pizza. And then Michael Jordan says it was very suspicious. Five guys showed up to deliver one pizza and they knew something was up. Michael Jordan ate the pizza all himself. And then that was when he was up sick all night with, it wasn't the flu, food poisoning. Tyson,
that's my favorite part.
Do you think that
it was like, oh, we knew something was wrong. Hey, you know what? I don't feel good about this, but I'm going to eat this entire pizza.
Yeah. Any human who eats a whole pizza at 3 a.m. Would have the same condition, no matter what pizza it was.
Yeah, they're going to have explosive diarrhea coming out front and back. I don't know what happened there, but if five guys are showing up trying to peek over shoulders to deliver a pizza, I'm not eating the pizza for sure.
Also, no. If you're Michael Jordan and five guys you're the biggest
superstar in the world.
That's
normal.
Nothing.
This is the problem. Yeah. Any establishment open at 2 a.m, it doesn't have the strictest health guidelines. They're not being followed. We've all visited those places at 2 a.m, and it's not the most stellar employees who are working. You know, but it's late. They're tired. They're not on their game.
But where's his poison tester? Doesn't he have a jester or
like
something?
That,
like
a taster,
a taster, like a
you would
yeah,
think.
That, like
yeah.
They he takes a bite of pizza. They freeze the pizza. Wait 24 hours.
Yeah.
See if the taster is still alive, and then he can ingest the pizza.
It's a good
this
point.
Is how. This is how Michael Jordan should have been conducting business. So technically, it's probably his fault.
Yeah.
Most superstars have an entourage, too, that would have dived into the pizza with him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you think it would have been like one of those security guards that they talked to that hung out with him? Or do you think it would have been like Steve Kerr?
As the tester?
Yeah. Like probably. One of the less significant bulls.
Yeah, probably. Probably Steve Kerr. Or, you know... maybe he even, Michael Jordan had a lot of power in the NBA at that time. So maybe even one of his opponents who was no longer in the playoffs, like maybe he forced Reggie Miller to hang out with him to watch him win championships just to rub it in his face.
I could see him going and waking up Steve Kerr, forcing a pizza in his mouth and then standing over him for the next hour to see what kind of side effects there are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was Vlad Divac still there?
I don't know.
Hmm.
Okay. How do you know so much about basketball?
I watched the whole show.
Oh, you've watched all of The Last Dance?
Know about?
I liked the show.
Yeah, I watched the whole thing. I mean, I feel like I stopped following the NBA. I used to like in the 90s be, you know, there was nothing else going on.
Yeah, I quit right around the retirement of Jordan.
But
Tyson, for you and I, that's because the Jazz were no longer relevant, really.
Yeah, we were pissed, too, at Karl Malone for choking. What they didn't show in the documentary is that Karl Malone choked both of those series both years in a row, and he was the reason we lost.
He was one of only two people that passed on doing the interviews for this documentary.
Oh, really?
I like Karl Malone. I've heard the greatest story ever about Karl Malone. And as a basketball player, remember how he used to drive around that huge semi, Tyson?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He would drive a semi
because he wanted to be a truck driver when he grew up.
Yeah.
So Michael Jordan went to play baseball because that's what he wanted to be when he grew up. And Karl Malone bought a semi truck because he wanted to be a truck driver when he grew up. So they both lived out their dreams.
Yeah. I've always liked Karl Malone. Plus, dude, you'd go watch him play. The guy was like a tank.
Who was the other guy? I mean, it was probably from the Roids, but that's speculative only.
Speculative, Tyson.
Who was the other person that passed on the
I'm not sure. Interviews? I'm not sure who the other person was.
They just said Karl Malone.
It was Karl Malone and somebody else. I don't remember who the other person was.
But they cast Karl Malone in a pretty good light in that documentary. They didn't show him choking at the finals.
They showed when Hulk Hogan said to Dennis Rodman, like, and you really laid the smack down on Karl Malone, brother.
That's true. And you think that's what really, like, irked him?
They really twisted the knife.
Do you think this is like drumming up like anger for like a lot of guys? Like, do you think Reggie Miller's like pissed? I guess he participated in the documentary.
Yeah, I think he seemed fine. He seemed fine.
Yeah.
Isaiah Thomas, I think, is the one that was one of Jordan's enemies.
Oh, dude, because he got excluded from the Olympic
team.
From
the dream
team.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh.
Yes.
Brian Russell also refused to do the interviews, supposedly. Brian Russell. But Brian Russell gets it from Jordan all the time. Mm-hmm. If there's a Michael Jordan interview, all he's saying is about how easy it was to get the shot off against Brian Russell. So for sure, Brian Russell's not going to participate in the documentary.
Yeah. Tyson, the pizza place that poisoned Michael Jordan in Utah, is that a famous place now?
The pizza place?
Yeah.
I don't know even where it is. I don't
Should
even know what it's
like
called.
They have like a plaque up with like, hey, we poisoned Michael Jordan.
We're the place that poisoned Michael Jordan.
Allegedly.
I feel like there's repercussions if you claim to have poisoned someone. I think that's bad for business and also illegal.
Yeah, but I feel like that could be part of, like, Michael Jordan claimed that he got poisoned by our pizza. I guess he just can't handle our 3 a.m. 12-inch pie.
Yeah, exactly. Just blame it on him. Like, What a soft digestive system.
Yeah. Yeah.
He looks muscly.
Yeah. Dennis Rodman was fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I bet that place isn't in existence anymore.
Do you think that that was a sign of a harbinger of what was to come? That
yeah. And also, like, I don't know how things were for you growing up, but 1990s Utah, there weren't almost any good restaurants. Mm-hmm. And so everything has been replaced by much better restaurants than were in yeah. the past.
A lot of chains have come along, like places that sort of figured out the program and then replicated it.
Yeah, but even gourmet restaurants and stuff, like you go to like places in LA or New York or Las Vegas and stuff, and it's like tons of restaurants are fantastic. And in Utah, yeah. growing up, that wasn't the case. It was a lot of like
maybe one.
Yeah.
Yeah. There was like one or two restaurants where you were like, that's a good place and nowhere else. And so now everything's kind of been replaced and churned out. So I'm pretty sure this pizza place is out. And also, I'm assuming Jordan had some like a really refined palate for how much money he had and how famous he was and all the pals he was palling around with. So for him to take that pizza and eat the
mountain
whole thing,
pizza. Yeah.
I was like, a 1990s mountain pizza from Utah and you eat the whole thing. That is crazy.
Mm-hmm.
So
it's amazing.
Yeah, it really is amazing.
Okay. Well, we have actually, this is a good segue to talk about a couple of stories that we have for you today at this hour. So this is not the first time that we are discussing Chuck E. Cheese or its pizza on News AF, of course, that there was the conspiracy theory that Shane Dawson was peddling about how Chuck E. Cheese takes all of the unused slices of pizza and puts them back together to make new pizzas. Well, if anybody is missing out on that Chuck E. Cheese experience right now, check to see if you can order pizza from a local establishment known as Pasquale's Pizza and Wings.
Doesn't sound good. Pasquale.
Pasquale.
Are you sure you're pronouncing that right?
Yeah.
How else would it be pronounced?
I don't know. Pasquale.
Pasquale's.
Yeah.
Nope. No, Pasquale. Pasquale. Okay. I think that's right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Pasquale, pizza and wings. If you order,
I think it's
pizza,
Pascal.
Pascal?
Or Pascale's.
Pascale's?
Yeah.
Hey, well, why wouldn't it be Pasquale's? There's a Q there. It's not a C.
Yeah, Tyson did English? Live in Europe, so I don't know if we should be questioning his
is this
pronunciation.
European?
Yeah, but
Pasquale?
They're trying to make this European. They were like, oh, I worked for Häagen-Dazs. Everybody in the U.S. thinks we're a European brand when we're actually not. So they probably are doing the same thing.
Yeah.
So, but go on, because this story is crazy,
okay.
Dude.
So Pasquale's Pizza and Wings, if you order a pizza from there, you're actually getting the pizza from Chuck E. Cheese.
Dirty. How so? That is a dirty play, dude.
Now, like even... what? Explain to me how this is happening.
Okay.
How are you getting the pizza from
Chuck
E. Cheese?
They're just rebranding it.
Yeah. So
they took all the Chuck E. Cheese, removed the animatronics.
No. They didn't.
No. Okay. Like, let's say you get online.
On Grubhub.
You get on Yelp.
Yeah. You go
and
on.
You're like, I want pizza. And they're like, oh, Pasquale's. And it gets like 2.5 stars. And you're like, what? Why 2.5 stars? Only Chuck E. Cheese is that mm-hmm. bad. And then you're like, I'm going to try it. There's no way this is as bad as Chuck E. Cheese's. And you order it and it comes and you're like, thank God this isn't Chuck E. Cheese pizza. And you take a bite and you're like, it's a little better than Chuck E. Cheese because the name is different.
Okay, so you didn't include the Grubhub connection. I was just confused.
Yeah,
like,
it's not like that
exactly
you go in,
how
you're going in and they've like covered everything up with a sheet.
Sheet.
Yeah.
Which would be a bad sign anyway.
Who's in the parking lot, an adult or a child? It's an adult. Okay, change it to Pasquale's real quick. No, that's not how it works. It's when you order pizza online, a Pasquale's comes up and that pizza is coming straight from Chuck E. Cheese's.
Danny, this is like the same crappy movie, but like a new name and DVD cover. That's what this is.
Are you in or out?
Yeah. Not sure if Danny has a bad connection or if he's still trying to process this. It was a bad connection.
I think I think his computer was like, we were blue. It's computers, his computer's mind.
Yeah. Tyson, would you rather have a 2 a.m. mountain pizza from 1997 or a
Pasquale? Like currently, like a time traveled pizza here, so it's still fresh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or a Pasquale pizza and wings.
I already know that the mountain pizza from Utah is probably poisoned, right?
Yeah.
So I would take my chances with Pasquale's, just like, you know?
Yeah.
I'll eat Chuck E. Cheese pizza. Like, I'm not above Chuck E. Cheese pizza.
Yeah.
But who are you texting right now, Danny?
No, I'm looking up to see. I don't have Grubhub on my phone, but I have. Oh. I'm trying to see if I have.
On Yelp?
Yeah, I'm looking to see if I have Pasquale's pizza near me. If they're doing this everywhere, because according to this article from foodandwine.com, they have, it's in Texas, California, Skokie, Illinois. They all share an address with a Chuck E. Cheese.
That's weird. Well, if you're the driver of Grubhub and you roll in, are you confused or are you like, well, this is the only pizza place and go in?
I don't know. Yeah, because the sign there doesn't say Pasquale's Pizza.
Yeah. This is really bizarre.
Yeah. So, yeah, I don't see search, but I don't have Grubhub on my phone. I have that. That's not one of the ones that I use. I have DoorDash. I have Uber Eats. I have Postmates. I do not.
Order through Yelp?
Yeah, I can order through Yelp.
Yelp is powered by Grubhub, isn't it?
Well, let's see. Okay. By the way, Danny is texting to say that his internet provider may be Chuck E. Cheese. That could be exactly.
Oh my gosh, what happened. Pasquale's.
Yes. Yeah. Pasquale's Pizza. Let's see. So I don't know if I have one. I'm not showing one on my local Grubhub.
I'm not going to look at mine.
Yeah, you don't want to get that cookie saved in your phone?
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. No, I think that's crazy. And I also think that's a dirty play, but maybe it's okay. I don't know. Is that how capitalism works?
I guess so.
Just trick
people? Should they be also like trying to like do this with, could you have like five different names? It's like, hey, all right, let's do one that we're appealing to the young people.
Yes.
Let's do one of like, hey, this is called 50s pizza. And then
Mama Gennato's pizzeria.
Right.
Yeah.
Could it be the same pizza, but a different branding and name for every different demographic that you're trying to reach?
Yes. That's where I think we're headed if this is okay.
Mm-hmm.
And then you get on and you are so confused because you don't know. You're like, ooh, I want a burger, but Mamacita's burgers are ranked 4.5, but Brothers Brodown burgers are ranked 4.75, and it's all the same place anyways, but the ratings are definitely not going to be identical.
Mm-hmm.
And so, that's we're living in a confusing time where nobody knows which way is up, which way is down, what's right, what's wrong.
Time.
Dude, and it's not getting any less confusing.
Yeah, Tyson.
That's why I stay in my house.
So Chuck E. Cheese, CEC Entertainment, they actually wrote a response to this article to explain what's going on. They told a Food and Wine spokesperson told Food and Wine, Pasquale's Pizza and Wings, named after another member of the Munch's Make Believe band, shares kitchen space with Chuck E. Cheese restaurant, ensuring high quality, fresh ingredients. Pasquale's Pizza and Wings recipes use fresh homemade pizza dough, just like Chuck E. Cheese, but it's a different pizza that features a thicker crust and extra sauce, giving consumers a more flavorful, more premium pizza experience. While Pasquale's Pizza and Wings recipes are currently only available for delivery, select items might be added to the Chuck E. Cheese menu in the future.
That's kind of okay.
Oh, you're saying you're okay with this?
If it really is different and stuff, then maybe, like if it's like this is our delivery menu only, maybe, but it's got to be different.
Okay.
And so I think now what you need to do is have the wine and cheese guy go in and have a Chuck E. Cheese pizza and a Pasquale's.
And
what
wine.
We need
food
to do.
Wine.
Food and wine.
Yeah.
We need to have somebody order a Pasquale's and get a Chuck E. Cheese pizza, sit down, have them side by side, and see which one gives them food poisoning first.
Okay. Danny, would Michael Jordan eat a pizza from Pasquale Pizza and Wings?
For sure.
Sounds like he's not discerning
that.
At all. Yeah, he will eat any pizza at any time of day.
Okay. All right. So keep an eye out on what's going on with Pasquale's Pizza and Wings if it's coming to a market near you. Now, another pizza story related to this time from DoorDash. Tyson, I thought of you because this seems like something that you would be all in on. There's a guy. He has a pizza, a pizzeria, and he works with DoorDash, but he figured out a way for the pizza that he was selling.
He doesn't work with DoorDash.
Oh, he doesn't? Okay.
So DoorDash has been strong-arming businesses into utilizing their services by just posting and doing it all themselves.
Mm-hmm.
So, but this is the problem. So I read the whole article because I found it pretty interesting. Is that if you don't offer some type of delivery service, you automatically start getting bad ratings on Yelp and stuff. So you are like strong-armed into using some type of delivery service. And then what DoorDash does is they go on your listing and they just add the service from them. And I honestly, I don't know if that's right or wrong to just add that service there for them.
Like they'll just go do the order for you. Like
the pickup. Yeah,
they'll do the pickup. So they'll just put it on like a Yelp because Yelp it works with Grubhub or whatever or DoorDash. So they'll use DoorDash's app and put that restaurant on there and be like, we'll pick up from this restaurant. And then they put their menu items on there and they do it all independently without the restaurant even knowing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. So
that's what happened.
There was a screw up here where this guy was offering a pizza that was $16, but they were paying him $24.
So what was happening was they were offering the pizza. They screwed up on the menu and they said, DoorDash said this pizza is $16, but it's actually $24. So DoorDash was paying them $24 for the pizza, but only charging $16 to their consumer. So DoorDash was taking a loss every time. And they were saying pretty much this is just like the corporate fat cats, like getting it wrong and like not really caring that much. So they did a test and the guy ordered 8 of his own pizzas and paid $16 for them. And then DoorDash gave him $24 for them. So he made $8 a pizza.
And then did he resell those pizzas in his pizzeria to other people?
I'm not sure what he did with
them. I think he probably went to an abandoned parking lot and sold them out of the trunk of his car.
Michael Jordan for triple the price at 2 a.m.
Yeah. And then what he did is after that, he was like, oh, let's try something else. So then they did another thing where they just sell pizza dough or buy pizza dough or whatever. And they ended up making a bunch of money through... is it DoorDash that was doing this or Grubhub? Through whatever your service was doing this, they ended up making a bunch of money off of them.
Yeah, it was DoorDash.
Like buying from themselves and then DoorDash paying them extra for no apparent reason.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they were just like, we're just, you know, sticking it to the corporate fat cats once in a while for all us little guys.
Yeah. Was this how Pasquale's Pizza Kitchen got started with all their dough where they bought it from this guy?
Yeah, they bought it from this guy. And
on DoorDash?
Ended up turning. Maybe this is how
Chuck
E. Cheese is turning a profit on DoorDash too.
They're buying all the pizza from themselves.
Yep.
Yeah.
That could be.
Okay.
Man, it's so crazy that this happened and then that somebody was like, oh, this will work. And then that it did work. And then they keep doing it. And then that article got written about it. And then that.
Yeah, it seems dumb though to be buying a bunch of pizzas from yourself.
Really though?
Yeah.
Larger profit.
I get that, but what are you doing with the pizzas? That's what I want to know. I care.
Well, what is
the most important part of the story for me?
Fine.
Put them back in the freezer and wait till Michael Jordan calls at 2 a.m. Then you just throw it in the microwave.
That actually is a recipe for diarrhea, putting that pizza back in the freezer.
Or, I mean, smear some DNA on it first, because that's probably how Jordan got sick.
No.
There's no evidence of that. Plus, there's no evidence that the five guys ever existed. This could just be another ruse, another story to add to the... This is how, to you know, myth. It's like next thing we're going to hear about how Michael Jordan was born under a comet. You know, it's a like manger. This is how the legends
get
made.
He was born in a manger.
Yeah, and, exactly.
under Caesar Augustus.
During a solar eclipse and that... during a solar flare that injected him with super jumping abilities.
You didn't watch the documentary because that was not his power. His power was being able to live in the present.
Oh, was it? Was that his power? So it wasn't physical at all. It was all mental. No. If only I could harness the ability to live in the moment, I too could dunk a basketball.
Yeah,
I'm sure that was his only power.
Mm-hmm. They said that was his only power.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So... Danny, did you ever watch Space Jam?
No.
You've never watched Space Jam.
And I won't watch
your favorite basketball player, Sean Bradley, was in.
I never watched it, and I will not watch the LeBron remake.
But still, your favorite basketball player is Sean Bradley.
That guy was so lurpy. I felt bad for him. He was tall. He was gangly. He was...
He was gangly.
Pale white.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who was your favorite player? Greg Ostertag?
The tag. Dude, don't. No.
Mark Eaton. He liked Mark Eaton, too.
No. I like both Stockton and Malone. I mean, those were the players of my youth, okay?
Yeah.
Like I said, Ostertag.
Yeah. If you guys don't know who we're talking about, you should Google these guys.
Ostertag did give his kidney to someone, and I do respect that.
Is that true?
I think so.
And we're here mocking him like he's not a hero.
That is garbage. That takes a lot of guts, dude. I would never give a kidney to anyone.
Oh, I thought you said you'd never mock someone who gave a kidney.
You would want my kidney anyway.
A lot of guts, Tyson. That took so much guts to mock Ostertag after he gave away a kidney and stuff.
Maybe, you're right. Maybe we should be rewarding people who go out on a limb to make fun of other people who have done great things. They really are brave.
You don't have to tell me, dude. Can you imagine the backlash I'm going to get from the Ostertag fan base right now?
Well, those two or three people, I think you'll be able to handle that.
Yeah, that's going to be real, maybe, hopefully. We'll find out, won't we?
All right. I guess so. Let's take a break from the world of we're talking basketball. Let's talk about 2020 professional sports, where they're playing baseball in South Korea. Tyson,
I read this was a soccer game. Just a correction. I'm pretty sure.
I apologize about that. Okay, I thought it was. I saw South Korean sports. I thought it was baseball. They are, if you've watched any of these South Korean baseball games, they have in the stands, you know, sort of like they want to try to like replicate there being fans in the stands. So I guess they're doing the same thing at South Korean soccer games, but oops, accidentally, instead of the robotic fans that they have had in the stands at these other events, some sex dolls actually were delivered.
Why was this a big deal? I did not understand. They weren't naked. They weren't in provocative poses with their, you know, they
were their mouths open.
Well, of course they're always open.
Okay, because you said with their mouth, you were going to say their mouths weren't open, but then you checked yourself.
So what? A real fan would have their mouth open too, cheering. Yeah,
right. Yeah,
go favorite soccer
to
team.
To be fair, that they were wearing masks and covering their mouths were open.
I did not. They apologized. You get this idea I had when I saw this article. I thought, oh my gosh, that's awesome. That's like 7,000 dolls.
Yeah.
It's like 10 dolls in one section of seats.
Yeah. What they need to do is fill the whole stadium. Hear me out.
Okay.
Fill the whole stadium with sex dolls and then have a drive-through sex doll vending service as well.
Oh, vending
right
or viewing?
Vending. So like somebody can drive through and be like, I'd like a sex doll. And they're like, here you
go. I would like the girl in section C.
Yeah, C.
Row 2, seat 5.
I don't really, this doesn't bother me either. I don't know why they have to apologize for this.
I just didn't get it.
There was anything really bad about it because they were all in regular clothes. They had masks on. You could tell they were fake. And in that circumstance, they're probably just a mannequin. And I know restaurants have been putting mannequins in some.
What would you rather have? A doll sitting there with a mask over its face, fully clothed, or an inebriated man throwing flares onto the pitch,
puking on his own
stomach, threatening to murder his, you know, his fellow opponent fans?
Yeah. So I guess I'm confused. Where was the mistake made? Was it by the company that delivers the mannequins, and the same company that makes mannequins also makes the sex dolls, Danny?
That's an embarrassing mix-up, but still, no need to apologize. You're filling the stands with silicone and
was some guy supposed to get a shipment of sex dolls delivered and accidentally got a...
Do you think he was having a sex doll orgy where it was just him with like 8 sex dolls?
Yeah, I don't know.
And instead, he got mannequins, which I think are... Yeah, those are much more fun to arrange. I think you could arrange them into like sitting around a table playing cards with you type of a thing.
Yeah, that is true. So what would you... So you'd rather have mannequins than sex dolls?
Oh, yeah, okay. Well, growing up, I had a friend whose parents owned a sporting goods store. And my whole time that I was friends with him, I wanted him to steal mannequins. Yes. Okay. I wanted him to steal mannequins because when I'd go over to his dad's business, the mannequins were all stacked up in a creepy way up on a shelf, way up high, out of reach.
Yep.
I'm like, dude, if we could just get our hands on like 10 or 15 mannequins, we could have so much fun.
Mm-hmm. And did you do it?
Never happened. Never happened.
Oh, dude. Yeah. There's a lot of cool things you probably could do with mannequins.
Oh, yeah. For sure. In high school?
Yeah. I mean, even putting one mannequin in like the local lake or something, just like face down is going to be like newsworthy.
Yeah, there's lots of things. Lots and lots of things. If you get your hands on mannequins, I think they're probably pretty expensive, though.
I've got a mannequin story, too. Oh. I was in Pensacola at this lighthouse, and the lighthouse was like this historical lighthouse thing, and they did tours, and it was a haunted lighthouse, supposedly. So what I did is I went back in this storage room, and I found a bunch of mannequins that they used for props throughout this tour. And I grabbed a mannequin, and as people would walk down the hallway, I'd jam the mannequin out in the hallway and be like, rah, gotcha, and scare the crap out of strangers, turning their experience into a four-dimensional experience instead of just saying immersive. It's haunted and nothing happening. Yeah, yeah, I turned it into something really immersive. And I think I spent about 3 times the average time in the lighthouse scaring the crap out of people.
You skewered the Google thing where it's like most people spend 20 minutes here. Yeah. All of a sudden after you were there, it's like most people spend 40 minutes here.
Yeah, exactly, dude. And I did a bunch of stuff there, but that was my mannequin part.
You did a bunch of stuff there?
Okay, so here's the other thing I did. So they have you watch this little video that's pretty creepy that tells you about the history and why it's haunted. And there was another like little storage facility of like this crate door that was like wooden looking, and it was closed, and I got in there and I hid, and as people were watching the video, I would shake the door that's like right next to like the benches of the video that you would watch, and then people
like, after your visit, they were like, we need to lock all these storage doors.
Like, well, and I also was like, I mean, if somebody had a heart attack there, I may be liable for something. So I wasn't thinking it through. That was a younger Tyson. Mm-hmm. I didn't see any ghosts. I was there with Boston Rob. He's Pensacola Rob, as I call him. That's where he... And I had Rachel Photoshop a picture of me and Rob like this with our arms around a ghost in the middle of us at the Pensacola Lighthouse. So I will...
When you say you were younger then, how young were you?
Like 32.
So young.
Yeah. Did you get a couple's massage then after that
from the ghost?
Yeah, I should have.
Yeah, I watched a video the other day where Boston Rob claimed he got more couples massages with you than he has with his wife.
I think that's probably true.
There was a comment here. I want to know if this is fake news or not. Nita in the chat says, have you guys checked out the new show with Anna Kendrick? She becomes best friends with her boyfriend's sex doll. I think it's on Quibi, I think.
Quibli. She said Quibli, which
Quibli.
Is
Quibli. Is that different?
Yeah, that's different.
Okay, is this a joke or is this real? What do you think, Danny?
Do you want me to fact check it or wait?
Yeah, just fact check it right here while I take a moment.
Anna Kendrick, should we have best friends with a boyfriend's sex doll. True or false on Quibi?
Hey, should we take a moment and have some silence here for Quibi, which I read a headline the other day. Quibi, the first casualty of the streaming wars.
Quibi's done? Quibi's over?
It seems like there's already, you know, people are writing articles about its demise. That was quick. That flamed up and died pretty quick.
Yeah. Are you going to... do you think this is fake or real?
I think it's real. Just going off of what the show's Quibi had.
It's real. It's called Dummy.
Boom.
And the sex doll like talks to her and stuff.
Hmm.
What was the show with Ryan Gosling?
She got paid $1 billion to do that. So that was half of their budget.
Yeah. Okay.
They have a lot of stuff on here, dude. I should tune in, but I haven't yet.
No, and nobody has, which is why it's tanking hard to the bottom of the Mariana Trench.
We haven't. Joel McHale is the host of Barkitecture, which is houses for dogs.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's exciting. Yeah.
Yeah. So
that's no wonder. I don't understand why it's tanking. $2 billion down the toilet.
Yeah.
It's crazy, like, right?
Very mediocre ideas with very expensive talent attached to them.
Yeah.
Yeah, seriously.
Quibi. Get it.
All right. Let's talk about a story that's going on over in China about a woman who went through
Wait.
Yes.
Everybody, don't forget to cancel your Quibi free trials. Nobody wants to get stuck paying for that.
Yeah.
Thank you for that PSA.
That's my PSA. Yeah. Make sure you can cancel. And still, if you want to try tune into something with your free trial, if you got the 3-month free trial, you got plenty of time, because that's what I did. I got it, got out immediately, because you can cancel. You don't have to cancel day of the end of free trial. You can cancel now and your free trial will continue.
All right. So there was a couple that went through a breakup. Apparently, this woman was devastated after she got dumped by her partner, who had also been cheating on her. So what did she do for payback? Well, she ordered a ton of onions to be sent to and delivered to his apartment. The reason?
Delicious.
She said that she cried for 3 days. Now,
yes,
it's your turn.
It's your turn.
It's your turn.
How many onions?
A ton of onions.
A ton. Like a ton.
2,000 pounds.
2,000 pounds.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
2,000 pounds of onions.
2,000 pounds. Yep.
And how much did that cost her?
I don't know.
I mean, in bulk,
it was
probably
worth it, you know?
Yeah. Oh, my God. Do you know what, though? I'd eat as many as I could just to spite her back. I'd just be like, all my Instagram videos would be of me like eating them like apples and just like, onion party over here. Onion party.
Pretty soon, Tyson, though, you would start to smell like onions.
Yeah.
Because I think that's what happens. You and the onions become one.
Yeah. I mean, does it have to be onions? I mean, you could send a ton of anything to somebody's house and it's spite. Send a ton of apples to somebody's house.
No, but she had this was a great message. Now you will cry as much as I have.
Oh,
that's great.
I'd be hiring people just to grill those full time so they didn't go to waste. Yeah. And then I'd just be shoveling them in my mouth grilled.
Well, if his dad, if his dad owns a restaurant, the joke's on her.
Yeah, that's
now
true.
Now he's got more money to lavish on his mistress.
Yeah. Do you know who my father is? His name is Pasquale. He just opened a pizza chain outside of vacant Chuck E. Cheese's. Yeah.
Nationwide.
Joke's on you.
Incredible. It is about crying, but does cutting onions make everyone cry, or are some people impervious to
it? I don't think so. I think some are immune.
So it's like asparagus pea, where there's like some people that get it and some people that don't.
Some people don't get asparagus pea?
Like 20% of the population.
Wow, that's the most shocking thing I've ever heard.
Yeah, and some people don't get coffee pea either, which you wouldn't know about, but coffee pea is also a real thing. Rob knows about coffee pea.
I don't think I do. What is coffee pea?
Coffee pee is how, since you're a coffee drinker, probably how your pee smells all the time.
Maybe I'm just immune to it.
But if you didn't drink coffee, you'd be like, oh, there's not really a huge odor to my urine.
Have you ever had beet pee?
No.
Yeah, where it's pink?
Well, sometimes it's like red, and the first time it ever happened, I was like, I need to go to the hospital right now. Dude,
beets are like the gift that keeps on giving, because you eat them and they're okay, but you know that you're going to be shocked the next morning, and you come and you're just like, I'm bleeding out of like three places. They're like, oh no, I had a beet salad last
night. Liz, call the doctor.
911. Call 911. My anus is bleeding. My urethra is bleeding somewhere. My tear ducts, I think, are bleeding too. And all my sweat glands, I'm bleeding from every pore.
It's shocking. If you've never had it happen before, when it does happen to you, Rob, and you see that pee, Rob, don't become
alarmed. I'm not going to eat a beet salad.
Not even to have like pink urine?
No, I'm good.
Dude, just eat a bunch.
Are they delicious?
Like, yeah, beets are good. Do you have them grilled or roasted?
They're not.
No,
they are if they're grilled or roasted. I like them in a shake, too.
I'd rather eat a ton of onions.
Yeah.
2,000 pounds of onions, then how much beets? Then one beet?
A pound of beets.
Really?
Not all in one sitting. Let's be realistic.
Okay. But that would be like, you'd have to eat like, let's say you got a pound of beets that you'd have to go through.
Yeah.
Okay.
You'd have to make this even realistic where you get to choose to have the ton of onions.
Yeah.
You'd have to eat just for like for wager's sake, let's say you have to eat 10 pounds of onions a day.
All right. Well, let's see. Let's see who can consume the most beets, Tyson or Danny. All right, Danny, are you going to participate in the beat off?
Yeah.
Against Tyson?
Yes.
You
but in person. Are we going to do it virtually or in person? The next
I'm
live news AF, we're going to do a beat
I don't
off.
Want to eat
Danny
beets.
Versus Tyson.
I don't want to eat beets.
The great beat off of 2020.
I mean, you could probably do it on
fall.
Instagram Live.
Or Quibi. You think Quibi would buy this show?
Quibi will pick this up.
Danny versus beat
Tyson. Will Winfrey host it?
Danny versus Tyson, the beat off of the century.
The ultimate beat off. You know, all the YouTubers are doing boxing matches. I think that maybe we should bring to Quibi the opportunity for just hosting celebrity beat offs. Some low-hanging fruit here.
I think it's a vegetable, Danny.
It is a vegetable. No, it's a tuber. Is it a tuber, a root vegetable?
I think it is a vegetable.
So you think that we should do celebrity beat-offs on Zoom while we're still in quarantine?
It seems like the perfect, kind of quarantine show.
Yeah. So what we have to do is... So we, as the creators of this show, we have to make sure to send beats to the celebrities that are going to be competing in the great beat off of 2020.
Yeah.
and then they're going to beat off on camera, like live.
Yeah, against another
person.
Well,
we need visual confirmation that they're consuming the amount they've stated they've consumed.
Okay, so it's going to be a split-screen beat-off with each celebrity. And who are the two celebrities going to be? Like, who do you think is the best
beat-offer?
Well,
you guys have to start it off. This is the first one.
Okay, Danny versus me. I'm going to win that, dude.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because you know me.
Because you're a celebrity.
I mean, you can only practice the beat-off by yourself. It has to be against another person.
Yeah, to make it a competition. Mm-hmm. And then... Eventually, do you think Big Beat is gonna do the national beat off?
Our channel,
the national beat off competition, where the guy who wins the hot dog eating contest is also gonna be the champion of the great beat off.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, beat it, beat it. The crowd will cheer.
Okay, how big are these? Just out of curiosity, I've never seen. I don't eat.
They're all different. Yeah, I mean, some are big and some are small. Some are girthy. Some are skinny.
I'm confusing them with a radish.
That's kind of what I picture.
No,
I don't
it is. It's a radish.
I,
it's a giant radish looking thing, but it's really dark red pink.
Mm-hmm.
And inside is also dark red pink. Like a radish inside is white, but the outside is red. This is
I've never eaten one, just to be clear,
red.
Tyson.
Yeah.
I've consumed it by mixing it in a drink.
Yeah.
And it was disgusting.
Real, yeah, it's earthy. No, they're
real
earthy.
Real deep purple beet, Danny.
Yeah. 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 Like a really purple. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I like beets, and I would definitely win a beet off pretty much every time.
That being said, Danny, are you ready to take us to the bolt hole?
Yes.
All right.
Guide my sword.
All right. Here we go.
Welcome to my bolt hole. I think you're gonna like it. I think you're gonna feel you belong.
Yeah. There we go.
That's beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
I've got an article here.
Yes.
About fashion in this day and age.
Okay.
And I, you know, it's not the only one I found about what is selling currently. And it turns out that slacks, pants.
Yeah. I can't believe people are buying clothes right now.
People are buying sweats. That's what this is about. Sweat sales are through the roof. Tyson, take all your money out of Bitcoin and throw it into big sweats.
Yeah.
Because that's what's selling right now is sweats.
Okay. Even as we had summer, not like bathing suit sweats.
Well, no, because your house is air conditioned, so you're going to want to wear those sweats and turn down the, you know, the temperature in your house so you can keep wearing those sweats. Yeah.
Is that technically considered athleisure, Danny?
No, I don't. I don't think if I saw athleisure, there's no way I would classify that as sweats. Okay. Those are not sweats. So we're just, they're just like, too tight and restrictive.
Basically, you know, sweatpants, sweatshirts, or it's just sweatpants.
They're saying they have it categorized several different ways, right? Mm-hmm. They're saying pajama sales have increased by 143%. Pants have gone down by 13%, and bras have gone down by 12%.
Mm-hmm.
I support that as a feminist.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there you go. Let's see what else. Are there any other statistics in here we need to care about?
Other than Tyson, have you gotten any new garments in the last 3 months?
Yeah. I'm a little bit OCD about clothing. I don't know if you know that, but I'm very particular in what I put on my body.
Mm-hmm.
And it has to look good, but it also has to be functional. Like, I can't sit down and have it be uncomfortable and stuff.
Yeah.
So I found these great pants that I love, and they're very expensive. So I look them up on Amazon. They come in a ton of different colors, and I look them up on Amazon, and I'll check to see, and sometimes I'll be able to get them for like $40 or $50 marked down from like $200 or $300. And so at that point, I'll buy a pair. And so I've stocked up, and I've over like the last like 4 months or so, I've built my collection of this exact style of pant in a bunch of different colors. I have like 8 or 9 pair of them now.
Oh, wow.
Well, I got to say that going back to this article, sorry, Tyson, the whole sweats thing I get. I mean, think about all the people doing Zoom meetings.
Mm-hmm.
And I've even found myself, I used to have a strict no pajama, no sweat policy. I wore clothing from the minute I woke up until the minute I went to bed.
Yeah.
Right? I'd never lounged. I did not lounge wear
for Danny.
Slowly, my wife made fun of me for years. Like, why can't you just relax? And I could. I just wasn't not capable. But even during this time, I found myself wearing my sweats longer into the day to a point where I started to become embarrassed. Like, if I'm eating lunch in my sweats that, you know, I woke up and put on, that's kind of embarrassing.
I bet you'll chill out a little bit after the great beat off, you know? I would think.
Well, I'm going to have to wear the sweats when we compete.
Yeah.
Because I'm going to need the stretch band and the flexibility.
Sure. Yeah. Right.
And then, you know, that's what I'm going to want to wear when I go to the hospital.
Yeah. You're not going to
because that's
wear
also very comfortable.
Nice slacks, Danny, and then get your beet juice on them.
No, dude, you don't. Well, first of all, slacks are the worst. I feel like that's when you put on a suit or slacks voluntarily, you're imprisoning yourself in clothing.
Wow.
It's like the most restrictive.
So you'll have like this middle ground that you're always hovering.
Yeah. Pants and a t-shirt. Uh-huh. Like, that should be the uniform of the world.
Yeah. I used to never wear shorts in anywhere. I still won't. If we go out to dinner, if I go out to dinner with my family and it's just my family, then maybe I'll wear shorts if it's like 120. If it's 120 out and I know we're going somewhere like casual. But if Danny came into town and he was like, let's meet up and go to dinner, I would put on pants every time.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Our relationship is a pants relationship.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, no, we respect each other enough to put on pants.
Yeah. I respect Danny, but that's not why I'm wearing pants. It's because I respect the establishments that have been kind enough to open their doors to us and eat food, and the least I can do is look somewhat presentable.
Nobody wants to look at your legs while they eat.
I mean, we have great
especially
legs.
Mine.
Mine are disgusting.
They're vascular, but some people like vascularity. Can you snap a picture or do an Instagram video of how vascular your legs are, like at their peak vascularity after
okay,
like,
maybe
a long
the
run.
End of my next run, I will send Tyson. Mm-hmm. Oh, they're so gross. I mean, great for the circulation, mm-hmm. right?
And the beat
but
off.
Visually disturbing.
Yeah.
People don't want to know what's going on inside their skin wrap meat bag.
Right, this is interesting. So vascular D is not just a nickname that you feel like it is very much an earned.
It's who Danny is. Danny. That's why gave him vascular D.
Yes.
Because of his vascularity.
I'm very veiny.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm a
well, we've talked
veiny
about
man.
Danny has the quadrosaurus.
He does.
As well.
Yeah.
And that's all muscle with veins just intertwined.
Mm. I know. It's got like, you know how many tubes have to feed those muscles to keep them that big?
Wow. Yeah.
Big, thick, girthy tubes.
Yeah. Big, third. Yeah. The nurses love it. And then they also say that it's not actually the greatest thing in the world to have giant veins because they move around.
Ah.
I'm touching my vein right now.
Ew.
The main one. But back to sweats, guys.
Yeah.
I'm not wearing mine right now, but I will admit to having done a couple of these podcasts wearing a t-shirt, but sweats down low.
Yeah.
Because even I have been drawn into the quarantine sweat.
But routine. I'll only wear cool looking sweats, if we're going to be honest. It's not like.
Well, what's a cool looking sweat? Nobody looks cool in sweats. They look comfortable, but you don't look cool.
Mm. Well, like jogging pants.
Yeah, those I don't think are sweats.
Those are sweats. They're made out of sweat.
Those are joggers, dude.
They're made out of sweat fabric.
I have some joggers. They are not made out of sweat fabric.
And get some joggers made out of sweat fabric.
I need a pair of those because I've never seen joggers that I would call sweats.
How much are you willing to spend?
I'm sure there's a blurred line somewhere where joggers become sweats and sweats become joggers.
Yeah.
But
I'll send you a link and you can, you better get them. Because you're going to look great in them, and you're going to be happy, and you're going to be like, I could wear these out to lunch and not feel like a fool.
Finally, I can relax.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's my year to relax. Put on a pair of sweats, eat a pizza.
2 a.m.
Not worry about my veins so much.
And the less you worry about them, they're going to start disappearing if you stop.
Yeah, that's how life works.
Yeah.
Just don't worry. They are growing in number. The way to make them disappear is to gain weight.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Get that fatty layer underneath your skin and those veins would be gone.
All right, call Pasquales tonight.
Yeah.
Yeah, and every night for the next 6 months.
Yeah, you got to build up some reserve to win the beat off, you know?
Because
that's going to take its toll on your body.
Tyson, just to be clear, I'm not going to be engaging in any beet eat off.
You're not
with
gonna,
you.
So we're not eating beets together?
No, I don't want to eat even one.
But what if we went to a nice restaurant and they had a beet salad and everybody was like, this beet salad is the best beet salad.
I ate a ghost pepper for this podcast, but I will not eat beets for this podcast.
I'll eat 10 beet salads for not even on.
No,
for
you
the
can't
podcast.
Have it. You can't have it mixed in a salad. Mm-hmm. That's diluting the power of the
beet. A
beet
salad is just beets.
Beets. Are you serious? They serve that?
Yeah.
People eat those?
Yeah, it's golden and red beets and combined and then with dressing,
gosh.
Roasted.
Okay, I did not know that.
Sometimes there's goat cheese or something with it, but sometimes not.
Okay.
Just a nice drizzle.
Are you looking for a challenger to take on in the beat off, Tyson?
I mean, I can beat off by myself. But
the solo beat off doesn't count.
Okay, yeah. Who's going to challenge me? You?
No. I've never even had one.
No.
How can I win a beat off?
He hasn't trained for years
gumption,
like you.
Maybe. Yeah. Scrappiness? I don't know.
It's instinctual, maybe? I don't know.
Yeah, instinctual. We'll figure it out.
Okay.
Somebody.
We'll see. Maybe we could do it for charity.
Oh, Tyson.
Yeah.
I know. A mukbang beat off. That could be your mukbang.
That's true. Some roasted beets.
Mm-hmm.
Just a giant spread of beets in all forms.
Yes.
And Tyson just eats it on a mukbang video. And we all get to watch the juice dripping from the corner of his mouth. Oh, wow. Yeah. That's going to be so awesome.
Yeah.
Just pink
I can't
drool.
Wait.
Yeah.
Just like, yeah.
You look like a lion making a kill.
But not a vampire, right?
Yeah. Not a vampire. No, you wouldn't want to look like that.
Yeah.
It's not a cool look. All right. So, all right, Danny Bryson, where can people check out more of your vascularity and everything else that you're doing?
Oh, the hat says it. My vascularity is mostly on full display on Mediocre Amateurs on YouTube.
Mediocre Amateurs.
If you really, really need to see it.
Have you one of the greatest YouTube channels of all time.
Yep, there it
is. I know. Okay. Underappreciated.
And of course, you could check out Nature with Tyson. As my kids are always asking me, Dad, is there a new Nature with Tyson episode today? Like, I'm sure there will be. I'm sure there will be.
Tyson, it's getting slammed. I was going through your stories, and it was so many people sending in videos.
Awesome, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I love
some of them, I don't know what's going on.
Did you see the chameleons from Hawaii yesterday? They're still on there, probably.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll check them out. I was going through yesterday's, but there were so many I didn't have time.
I get quizzed. Dad, what is your favorite animal from Nature with Tyson?
Mine?
No, I get asked that question. Oh.
What is it?
I said I liked when the possum was in the guy's attic in Australia.
In Australia? Yeah, that was crazy, right?
Yeah.
I loved that one too, and then we've gotten some kangaroos that I've also loved, and some wallabies from Australia. Mm-hmm. Anything that I can't see myself here is my favorite. But here's the thing: is that a little girl filmed a couple chameleons in Hawaii yesterday, and I wrote, and because usually if they submit nature videos to me on Instagram, I'll write them and be like, "Hey, I'm sharing this. Thank you so much." And I did it, and the dad of the little girl was like, she almost didn't want to share it because, she wasn't sure it was going to get like that you were going to share it because she didn't know if it was good enough. I was like, it's chameleons. Of course I'm going to share that. And he's like, she's jealous of like the squirrel videos. I was like, oh my gosh, squirrels are a dime a dozen. So that's what's interesting about it is that to somebody on the other side of the planet, a squirrel is blowing their mind. Meanwhile, we're looking at chameleons and being like, I wish I had a trillion of those in my backyard. Mm. I'd trade a bajillion squirrels for one chameleon. And this girl is the opposite. So it's good to keep in mind that even though it's a common animal to you and you see it every day, not everybody who's following me gets to even ever see those animals. So it's a joy to them.
Good point.
Yeah.
Okay.
That was a great moment of nature with Tyson.
I think so. So I'm just telling our listeners on Instagram, tag me in your stories of nature. It can be anything, bugs, even like cool plants or flowers. Any animals you can get close to. I prefer wild, but if you have pets that are like kind of exotic and fun to share, do it.
Yeah. Okay. My kids have some regret about that. We had found some creepy crawlers in our backyard, but it was before people were submitting videos for Nature with Tyson. And Dominic has said, Dad, I really wish that Nature with Tyson was accepting videos when we had all those bugs in the backyard. This would have been so good. Like, yeah,
go out and find some bugs. That's the thing. You can find bugs in your backyard. So go out and just have them do one.
Okay. Well, look, Nicole's working today. That could be the activity for today.
Because honestly, yeah, like I'll go back there sometimes and I'll find a spider or something and I'll film it. And like, that's the thing is even like little teeny bugs or spiders, people like to see all of it.
Yeah.
It's fun.
Okay.
Isn't that fun?
It's fun. Fun-ish. Yeah.
Yeah.
See?
Yeah. Fun-ish.
Yeah, I mean, look, there's other things I'd rather be doing than looking for bugs. But my kids are very into it.
That's what I'm saying. Your kids are into it. And then a lot of people that are on my Instagram, they don't even have access to those same bugs. So they're seeing a bug that's blowing their mind.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah. All right. Check it out. Nature with Tyson. Follow at Tyson Apostle. Tyson, anything else?
I don't think so. I think that's it for now. I mean, tune in for when we're going to do the great beat off of 2020, Danny versus Tyson.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Tyson for accepting a challenger.
Oh, okay. I guess, me. Okay. Oh, Bergen wants to say hi to everybody.
Hi, Bergen.
He said hi. Can you say hi?
Hi.
There we go.
Wow. A kid actually doing what you ask when you ask them to do it?
Amazing.
She's the best.
Okay. All right. Take care, everybody. Have a good one. Bye.
See ya. We did it, guys. Whoop, whoop.